Greetings to all of you. Moments of melody coming your way to cheer you on your way. A little booklet came to my desk the other day and had this story in it. Two farmers were talking, one a pessimist, the other an optimist. The positive-thinking farmer said, "Wonderful sunshine we're enjoying today." "It'll scorch the crops," replied the other. "But it looks like we're due for some rain," said the optimist. "Probably flood everything out," grunted the pessimist. Changing the subject, the optimist asked, "Have you seen my new bird dog? He's the finest money can buy." "You mean that old mutt I saw tied up behind your house? He doesn't look like much to me." "Well, let's go hunting tomorrow and see," said the optimist. And so they went hunting. They shot some ducks. The ducks landed in the pond. The optimist farmer ordered his new hunting dog to go in and get them. He did, but instead of swimming, he walked on top of the water, retrieving the game. His owner turned to his gloomy friend and said, "Now, what do you think of that?" "Hmm," replied the pessimist. "He can't swim, can he?" "Well, that's just a story. Dogs don't walk on water, but I think it does say something to us. John Haggai, in his book on How to Win Over Worry, writes, "Some people are miserable because they are indiscriminate with respect to the guests they invite into their minds. They think worry thoughts, fear thoughts, anxiety thoughts. They don't see the glass half full. They always see it half empty. They pride themselves by sanctimoniously saying, 'I expect the worst, so I'll never be disappointed.'"
In this dark world, there's a bright light shining to guide the wandering feet of those astray. Like a cloud above with a silver lining, there's a light within the night to show the way. And Jesus is the light, the burning flame that pierces through our night of sin and shame. In this dark world, there's a bright light shining. It will lead us through the night to endless day.
The Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are unselfish and gentle in all you do. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you will do this, you will know God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus." Good advice, Paul. Paul was a man who had gone through some very difficult experiences, like being shipwrecked, being stoned until he was thought dead. Let's look at those words again. "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus." Thank you.